Chapter 16. So they brought the ark of the true God in, and placed it inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And they presented burnt offerings and communion sacrifices before the true God. When David finished offering up the burnt offerings and the communion sacrifices, he blessed the people in the name of Jehovah. Further, he distributed to all the Israelites, to each man and woman, a round loaf of bread, a date cake, and a raisin cake. Then he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of Jehovah, to honor, thank, and praise Jehovah the God of Israel. Asaph was the head, and second to him was Zechariah. And Jeiel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel played stringed instruments and harps. And Asaph played the cymbals. And Benaiah and Jehaziel the priests blew the trumpets constantly before the Ark of the Covenant of the True God. It was on that day that David first contributed a song of thanks to Jehovah through Asaph and his brothers.
Give thanks to Jehovah. Call on his name. Make his deeds known among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Ponder over all his wonderful works. Boast about his holy name. Let the hearts of those seeking Jehovah rejoice. Search for Jehovah and his strength. Seek his face constantly. Remember the wonderful works he has performed, his miracles, and the judgments he has pronounced. You offspring of Israel, his servant, you sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is Jehovah our God. His judgments are throughout the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the promise he made to 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, and the oath he swore to Isaac, which he established as a decree to Jacob and as a lasting covenant to Israel, saying, I will give you the land of Canaan as your allotted inheritance. This was when you were few in number, yes, very few, and you were foreigners in the land. They walked about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He did not allow any man to oppress them, but on their account he reproved kings, saying, Do not touch my anointed ones, and to my prophets do nothing bad.
Sing to Jehovah all the earth. Announce his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonderful works among all the peoples. For Jehovah is great and most worthy of praise. He is more awe-inspiring than all other gods. All the gods of the peoples are worthless gods, but Jehovah is the one who made the heavens. In his presence are majesty and splendor. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Give Jehovah his due, you families of the peoples. Give Jehovah his due for his glory and strength. Give Jehovah the glory due his name. Bring a gift and come in before him. Bow down to Jehovah in holy adornment. Tremble before him, all the earth. The earth is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be joyful. Declare among the nations, Jehovah has become king. Let the sea thunder, and all that fills it. Let the fields and everything in them rejoice. At the same time, let the trees of the forest shout joyfully before Jehovah, for he is coming to judge the earth.
Give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good. His loyal love endures forever. And say, Save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us and rescue us from the nations, so that we may give thanks to your holy name and exult in praising you. May Jehovah, the God of Israel, be praised throughout all eternity.
And all the people said,
Amen.
And they praised Jehovah. Then David left Asaph and his brothers there before the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah to minister continually before the ark, according to the daily routine. Obed-Edom and his brothers, numbering 68, and Obed-Edom the son of Jeduthun and Hosa were gatekeepers. And Zadok the priest and his fellow priests were before the tabernacle of Jehovah on the high place at Gibeon, to offer up burnt offerings to Jehovah regularly on the altar of burnt offering, morning and evening, and to do all that is written in the law of Jehovah that he commanded Israel. With them were Heman and Jeduthun and the rest of the selected men who were designated by their names to thank Jehovah, because his loyal love endures forever. And with them were Heman and Jeduthun to sound the trumpets, cymbals, and the instruments used to praise the true God, and the sons of Jeduthun were at the gate. Then all the people went to their homes, and David went to bless his own household.